All right, this is Preserved Jams, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead. But you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Visit mass.gov/MEMA. Brought to you by the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, and the Ad Council.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle. The show is Time Travel. I'm here with you until 7 p.m. Thanks for listening to your freeform station. Hi, atop Curtis Hall. It's WMFO in Medford, Time Travel with Chris Earle. Where am I going to start you off today? Oh, who knows? Let's find out. Think 1951. That sounds good. 1951.
Get away from her, you bitch!
You're in 1951 on Time Travel.
Dr. Hackenbush, the famous medical. You're welcome, Dr. Hackenbush.
If that's the case, I'll go.
Oh, no, you mustn't go.
Who said I mustn't go? The only reason that I came is so that I can go. I'm Dr. Hackenbush. My medical standing's very high. Well, anyways, ladies and gentlemen, I am Dr. Hackenbush.
He's Dr. Hackenbush.
I'm Dr. Hackenbush. As a matter of fact, to be exact, I'm Dr. Hackenbush.
I'm sure that they'd all like to hear some facts about your great career.
Although my horn I hate to blow, there's one thing that you ought to know. I'm Dr. Hackenbush, which all my friends will verify. Well, anyways, ladies and gentlemen, I am Dr. Hackenbush.
He's Dr. Hackenbush.
I'm Dr. Hackenbush. You never would guess, but nevertheless, I'm Dr. Hackenbush. For ailments abdominal, my charges are nominal. Though I'm great for, I've a rate for tonsillectomy. Sick and healthy, poor and wealthy, come direct to me. Oh, God bless you, they yell, when I send them home well. But they never, no, they never send a check to me. I've won acclaim for curing ills, both in the north and south. You'll find my name just like my pills in everybody's mouth. I've never lost a case.
He's never lost a case.
I've lost a lot of patients, but I've never lost a case. My diagnosis never fails. I know just what to do. Whenever anybody ails, I'm sympathetic too. My heart within me melts.
His heart within him melts.
No matter what I treat him for, they die from something else. When your nerves start to rock, put your faith in your doc. When you're sick, he will stick to the end. With a possible exception of your mother, a doctor's a man's best friend.
Yes, a doctor's a man's best friend.
A doctor's a man's best friend. Oh, a doctor's a man's best friend.
A doctor is
a doctor is a man's best friend. Right or wrong, wrong or right, night and day, day and night, on his call you can always depend. With a possible exception of your mother and your father and your uncles and your brothers and your nephews and your nieces and your sisters and your cousins, whom you number by the dozens.
A doctor's a man's best friend.
Hi, I'll be right with you. Can't help getting pretty dirty sometimes. Say, while you're here, let me show you something. Car engines get dirty, too. Come over here so you can see. When I dip my hands in this plain water, they get wet, but they don't get clean. And the water doesn't get dirty, either. Now, watch what happens when I add detergent cleanser. You see, hands get clean, water gets dirty. Now the question is, what shall I do with the water? It's perfectly good, only it's dirty. Shall I keep it and use it again and again, or shall I drain it away? Sure, you say, drain it away. And that's right. You just don't use dirty water over and over again. Now, come with me. I want to show you something else. Motor oil lubricates the engine of your car just like water wets your hands. And you just can't buy better lubrication than this oil. It's Esso Extra motor oil. And this oil has something extra. It has a detergent. It bathes your engine every mile you drive. You can see the dirt and gunk come out of the engine when you drain the oil. That's why it's so important to do two things. It's important to use an oil that helps to keep your engine clean. Use Esso Extra motor oil. And it's important to drain away dirty oil every 1,000 miles or so and refill with fresh, clean Esso Extra motor oil that bathes your engine every mile you drive. See your nearby Esso dealer.
Always late with your kisses. Won't you come to my arms, sweet darling, and stay? Always late with your kisses. Why? Want to do me this way? How long do you think I can wait when you know you're always late, always late with your kisses? Why, oh, why do you want to do me this way?
Lefty Frizzell. Lefty Frizzell. Now here's the Ames Brothers. WMFO Medford. My name's Chris Searle. That was Lefty Frizzell with Always Late with Your Kisses. And next is the Ames Brothers. Time travel here with you until 7 p.m. You're in 1951.
You say it's yes and then it's no. You say you'll stay and then you go. You're undecided now. So what are you gonna do? First you say you do and then you don't. And then you say you will and then you won't. You're undecided now. So what are you gonna do? Now you wanna play and then it's no. And when you say you'll stay, that's when you go. You're undecided now. So what are you gonna do?
I've been sitting on a fence and it doesn't make much sense, 'cause you keep me in suspense and you know it. You promise to return when you don't, I really burn. Well, I guess I'll never learn and I'll show it.
If you got a heart and if you're kind, then don't keep us apart, make up your mind. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do? You say you do and then you don't. No, you don't. And then you say you will and then you won't. No, you won't. You're undecided now. So what are you gonna do? Now you wanna play and then it's no. Then it's no. And when you say you'll stay, that's when you go. When you go, you're undecided now. So what are you gonna do? I've been sitting on a fence and it doesn't make much sense, 'cause you keep me in suspense and you know it. You promise to return when you don't, I really burn. Well, I guess I'll never learn and I'll show it. If you got a heart and if you're kind, then don't keep us apart, make up your mind. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do? You say it's yes and then it's no. You say you'll stay and then you go. You're undecided now. So what are you gonna do?
All right, let's make a jump. 2009.
Swagger, hop in that whip, yo, I got places to go. People to see, time is precious. I look at my Cartier out of control. Just like my mind where I'm going. The women, the shorties, know nothing but clothes. No stopping at my Pirelli's home. Unlike my jewelry, that's always on. I know the storm is coming. My pockets keep telling me it's gonna shower. Call up my homies, it's on. And popping the neck, 'cause it's meant to be ours. We keep a fadeaway shot, 'cause we ballin' this platinum Patron every hour. Look, mama, I owe you just like the powers. Girl, you the truth with all that goodie power. She got me throwing my money up. Ain't nothing but beautiful to me. It's going down.
my money lover like a number one fan. Don't open my mouth, let her talk to my fans. My Benjamin Franklin's. A couple of grands, I got rubber bands. My paper planes making a dance. Get dirty all night, that's part of my. We building castles that's made out of. She's amazing, on fire blazing, hotter than Cajun. Girl, won't you move a little closer? Time to get paid, it's maximum wage. That body belong on a poster. I'm in the days, that bottom is waving at me like I know you. You run the show like a gun out of holster. Tell me whatever, and I'll be your gopher. Gotta get that. Gotta get that. Gotta get that. Gotta get that. Yep, 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 yep.
Boom, boom, boom.
Gotta get that.
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 Boom, boom, boom.
That boom, boom, boom.
That boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom.
Yo, I got that hit to beat the block. You can get that bass on below. I got that rock and roll. That future flow. That digital spit, next level visual. I got that
boom, boom, boom.
How to beat bang.
I like that boom, boom, pow. Them chickens jacking my style. They try to copy my swagger. I'm on that niche now. I'm sold 3008. You sold 2008. I got that boom, boom, boom. That future boom, boom, boom. Let me get in that
boom, boom, boom.
Gotta get 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 that
boom.
That boom, boom, boom.
That boom, boom, boom.
Boom, boom, boom.
I'm on that supersonic boom. Y'all hear that spaceship zoom. When I step inside the room, them girls go eight, eight, boom. Y'all stuck on super eight. That lo-fi stupid 8-bit. I'm on that HD flat. This beat go boom, boom, pap. I'm a beast when you turn me on. Into the future, Cybertron. Harder, faster, better, stronger. Texting ladies extra longer. Cause we got to beat that bounce. We got to beat that pound. We got to beat that 808. That boom boom in your town.
People in the place, if you wanna get down, put your hands.
Let the beat
This beat be bumping, bumping. This beat.
boom, boom, boom. Gotta get that boom, boom, boom. That boom, boom, boom. That boom, boom, boom.
You're listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle. You are in 2009 right now, 10 years ago, old people, 10 years ago. I was a young man of 72. Here's Green Day.
Twenty-one.
You're in 2009 with Lady Gaga. It's time travel here with you till 7.
I know that we are young, and I know that you may love me, but I just can't be with you like this anymore. Alejandro.
Is Lady Gaga. That was from 10 years ago, and she just got an Oscar the other day, which is great for Lady Gaga. Good for Lady Gaga. She's got an Oscar, she's got a Grammy, she's got all kinds of other things. She's worth about $300 million. And Bradley Cooper, he didn't get anything. He won nothing. Nothing. He brought a little joy to people, but that's it. Just a star is born, all right. He helped her out, and then boom, through the roof. That's how it works. Anyway, Bradley Cooper looked stunned at the end of the Oscars with nothing in his hands. He's like, what did I do? What did I do? Story of life. He should have read his own script. Should have read his own screenplay. Anyway, Time Travel's here with you until 7 p.m. And we are in 2009 right now. And I found this. It's the stupidest news stories of 2009 put into song. I hope you enjoy it.
Do you remember when all of Georgia fled? That flood that left thousands homeless and seven dead.
Well, while those people drowned and their houses went adrift, the news was about Kanye West and Taylor Swift.
But Red Link, where I really see the news media failing is every time anyone mentions Sarah Palin, they dispatch a dozen camera crews. Every time she poos, while I can't escape the feeling she's just not new.
And the swine flu, while the killer got more love than it needed, killing 4,000 people while the normal flu and heated
kill 60,000 people year in and year out. People like to have something to freak out about.
And what about the Michael Phelps marijuana scandal? This one picture and the media flew off the handle. He did the same thing as our last three presidents. I don't think our priorities make much sense.
So many important things happened this year, friend. Iran's election and mass recession and Obama sworn in. But to us, the things on cable news seem so freaking dumb. And we can only hope that we're not the only ones.
We can only hope that we're not the only ones.
And I don't think the crappy news could stand better than the scandals of Tiger Woods and David Letterman. It turns out that rich guys cheat on their wives. That was the news in the year 25. And one of the biggest stories of the whole entire year is that Susan Wojcicki can bring an audience to tears.
With all the pretty people auto-tuned, we forgot
you don't have to be hot to be the talent Britain's got.
And I still laugh every time I see some poor braggart proudly holding up a sign proclaiming he's a tea bagger. Besides any confusion about the revolution, I think no matter what they mean, the news was an illusion.
So many important things happened this year, friend. Iran's election and mass recession and Obama sworn in. But to us, the things on cable news seem so freaking dumb. And we can only hope that we're not the only ones.
We can only hope that we're not the only ones.
And I think we three can all agree the biggest blow to poo
is that balloon boy Falcon who was not in a balloon.
Just another year where we kept the world alive.
We didn't pay attention,
but somehow we didn't die.
So many important things happened this year, friend. Iran's election and mass recession and Obama sworn in. But to us, the things on cable news seem so freaking dumb. And we can only hope that we're not the only ones. Yes, we can only hope that we're not the only ones. But since they're still reporting it, we just might be the only ones.
Where the beauty parlors filled with sailors.
right, let's leave 2009. 1975.
got no kick against the West Coast. Warner Brothers are such good hosts. I raise my whiskey glass and give them a toast. I'm sure they know it's true. I got no rap against the Southern states. Every time I've been there, it's been great. But now I'm leaving and I can't be late. And to myself be true.
Time Travel with Chris Earle on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. 1975 right now.
To the local news. Friday nights we go dancing in town, and all the boys will order up another round. In summertime we look forward to the rodeo. On Saturday nights we go to town, and all the boys will order up another round. When he rides saddle bronc, I wait to hear that whistle blow.
Yeehaw.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. From 1975, from the Nashville soundtrack, that is Ronnie Blakely with Tape Deck in his trailer. I have one in my toilet. 1975 here on Time Travel. I'm going to give you a few more, and then we'll jump to 1983. But 1975 right now. It's WMFO here in Medford. This is The Lobsters with Miss WLOB. With Portland, Maine, you're my home here on Time Travel.
Let me tell you about my hometown on the rockbound coast of Maine. The nicest spot in all New England, I want to go back again. Stately, beautiful, big of heart, a city of renown. Portland, Portland, that's my hometown. Portland, Portland, that's my hometown. I'd like to see those familiar landmarks along Congress Street. Take in the view from Eastern Promenade, it's hard to beat. I'd sail away across Casco Bay to the islands all around. Portland, Portland, that's my hometown. Portland, Portland, that's my hometown. I've seen some fabulous cities all over the USA. Enjoyed the sights and met nice people all along the way. But there's one place I want to be when I settle down. Portland, Portland, that's my hometown. Portland, Portland, that's my hometown.
Yeah, Portland's still a dump, but what a great song. Here's Billy Joel with the Root Beer Rag.